I just recently turned single. It's better. Yeah. Oh, dude, cool. That was the reaction I was looking for. All that steamy dick getting thrown up here. Nothing like some Delco dick getting winged at you. Just bait into it. I say turn single, it's just better than saying I went through a breakup, because then everyone does that bullshit empathy where they're like, ah. You know, it happened. You know, pain. Breakups are painful, but sometimes necessary. Like dehydrated dumps. Is that too... Is that too coarse? All right. Super painful, then super relieving. That's what it is. You're like, no, why am I going? Oh, I think I'm gonna jog. I feel good. I feel like there's room in me. I knew it was gonna happen. I just knew the breakup was gonna happen. She moved to LA, and I live in New York, which is basically like trying to fuck an astronaut. You just... Like, there it goes. All right. Let's go jerk off again. It was my fault. I'm dumb. I had a beautiful girlfriend, and I let her move to LA. Not like let her, but like, you know, encouraged it, which is fucking stupid. Because you're like, no, it's going to work. Love always wins. It doesn't. I don't even think love makes the playoffs, to be quite honest. I think fucking love is in a rebuilding year this year. Going for a high draft pick. I moved her out there like a fucking moron. I helped her move out there. You know in horror movies where the teenagers are going like to the haunted cabin, and then there's that old man who's like, I wouldn't go up that road. The family was murdered there about 20 years ago. No one ever comes back. And then the teenager's like, fuck you, old man. And then they die because it's a horror film and not a porno. I was helping my girlfriend move to LA, and I rented a car for a week, and as I'm renting the car, the guy behind the desk was this old dude, and he goes, man, those are big suitcases for a week. And I had two of her suitcases with me, and I was like, oh, these are my girlfriend's. She's moving out here. You ain't moving with her? No. Lot of wolves, man. I'm like, why would you say, who the fuck are you? Who says that to another man? I can't go back east knowing wolf dicks getting thrown at my girlfriend. Why would you say that to me? All that available, attractive dick in Los Angeles, and you're making me feel bad about leaving? That's what it was. I was just too insecure to live across the country. And that's what it, I didn't know what to do. I asked the guy friend what I should have done. That was the dumbest thing. Should have asked a girlfriend. I would have gotten nice, constructive advice. I asked my guy friend. His immediate response was, just jerk off on Skype. What? No. Why do I think she would want to watch that? Just grainy footage of me and my awkward naked body folded into a desk chair. Just like, do you miss any of this? And she's like, no, not at all. I don't miss that at all. Just video of awkward breathing pattern. Like, because hold on. I'm almost there. It's just an incredibly arrogant thing to think that my girlfriend would want to watch 3 minutes of nothing but underdick. Underdick. Philadelphia, we're all adults. We can all agree that underdick is the worst part of the penis.